his flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. Are we looking for that? We love to have good, clean, young skin, don't we? Is that true? I never seen a woman that didn't want to be young and beautiful. Every one of the girls I've ever seen, they don't want to get old. They want to be young and beautiful. You stand on the promises of God and you can be that way. You know that? You can be that way. But he says there, his flesh should be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. Verse 26, he shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him, and he shall see his face with joy, for he will render unto man his righteousness. Now then, if we can find that man, just like this man that I went with the other day over to Denton, I explained all these things to him as we're driving over. I said, now, this man, your friend that's living in this sin, is comatose. If we don't remit his sins, this man's going to die. But I said, if we remit his sins and stand in the gap and then bring intercede for him by the blood of Jesus, I said, our King will be merciful. He'll forgive his sins and he will raise him up and restore him, because it's written. I went through all these scriptures with him. The man had been comatose for 6 weeks, been fed intravenously. We go over there. I lay the word of God on his chest. And I read all these scriptures. And then I pray. And I ask God to be merciful to him. And forgive him. And raise him up. And heal him. And we walk out. The next day, the man that took me over there went back to see him the next afternoon. And when he walked into the room, the man was sitting up in his bed eating himself. He'd been comatose for 6 weeks. Does God's Word work?
Yes,
yes, God's Word works. I mean, now what if you don't find that man? What if you don't find that man that knows the Word of God, that goes and pray for that man and stand in the gap for him? What's going to happen to that man? He's going to die. And maybe, where is he going to go? He might go to hell, reckon? Because he was living in sin. You know, Jesus said over and over, he told us through the Apostle Paul, that if you're my child, there's to be none of these bad things among you. And he goes down and lists them. A whole list of them. Not just one or two things. But he says, in Corinthians and in Galatians. In Galatians chapter 5 is one of the most clear. Galatians 5:19. Galatians 5:19, Phil. Let's go there right quick. Galatians 5:19 and on. And I'll show you what he says there, which is kind of scary. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, are these. Adultery. Fornication. Isn't it amazing how God put sex sins right at the top of the list? Adultery and fornication. Uncleanliness. Lasciviousness. Now, uncleanliness and lasciviousness fit everything that a homosexual pervert does. Men and women that are living in an unclean sex affair with each other that we call homosexuals or perverts, this is talking about those people. What they do, uncleanliness and lasciviousness, that is the most wicked kind of sins. That's an abomination to God. And if you don't know what homosexuals do, you've never seen what they do, I mean, don't even go there. They do awful, wicked things. Awful, wicked things. And God hates it. Now, God loves the human being, but he hates the sin. And he's going to judge that sin. He says, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies. And man, the list goes on. 21. Envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Now, that's a pretty good list of stuff, isn't it? Now, who's he talking to here? Christians. He's talking to the church in Galatians. Talking to the church. But he says, those of you that do these things, I tell you before, as I've also told you in time past, that they which do such thing shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So if you're a homosexual, If you're an adulterer, if you're a fornicator, you're a person living an unclean life, you're a person that's wrathful, you're angry all the time and you can't control it, and all those things, you got envyings about all that whole list, and you say you're a Christian, if you die with all that stuff in your heart, where are you going to go? Ooh, you're going straight to hell? Ooh, that don't sound like much grace to me, does it, you, Tom?
I don't
want to
go there.
I don't want to go. So I ain't going to do them things, are you? Now, yeah, God is a God of grace. Because if you're living in all those places and you come to Him, He'll forgive you and wipe away all that junk. But now He expects you, when you left the left over here and went over into the right side, into His kingdom, He expects you to become a different human being, doesn't He? Yeah, absolutely. We're not supposed to live in sin once we get born again, are we? In fact, let me take you and show you why, how to get healed and stay healed. Now, we're going to go from right here in Galatians. I'm going to take you to 1 Peter 2, 21 through 24. And I'm going to show you how to walk in divine health. I'm going to show you what's required to walk in divine health. In 1 Peter 2, 21. For even hereunto were you called, talking about Christians, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow His steps. In other words, if Jesus left something for you and me to follow in His steps, in other words, if Jesus stepped right there, then where am I supposed to walk? In that step. If He stepped right there, if I'm supposed to be His follower and I'm behind Him, in other words, let's put it this way. If I was out there in a minefield in the military, and there was a guy that had put all these mines out, and he knew where every little blade of grass was and everything, and he knew where every mine was, if he put his foot right there, and then he put this one right here, and he put this one right, I guarantee I'm going to put mine exactly where his was, right? Because if you've been in the military like I have been, and you see a man walking through the jungle, he steps on the wrong place, and all of a sudden he ain't got no legs. That ain't no fun, guys. That ain't no fun. But that's what happened. The Lord has walked on this earth, and He's left steps for you and me to follow. And He says that we should follow exactly in His steps, and this is what His steps were. He did how much sin?
No sin.
So what should be the goal of the church today? No sin. I mean, people say, well, you know, you sin all the time, every day. Have you ever heard a Christian say that? Sure, you may have been guilty of that. But if you were guilty of saying, I sin every day, you don't know this book. This book says you are not to sin. Somebody said, well, surely God wouldn't mind if I sin a little. But what did He say? How much sin? That's pretty clear, isn't it? Who did no sin? Now, you can sin if you want to. But it'll bring forth death. An early death. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Now, boy, that's pretty tough. Most of us, you're going to have to put about 3 layers of 2-inch duct tape around your head to keep that mouth shut. Because it's hard to control your tongue. I mean, it's hard. Then, when he was reviled, revile not again. Oh, there's some of us, boy, somebody just say something wrong to us, boy, we can tell you how the cow eat the cabbage. I mean, we can just come back at you in a heartbeat. We don't keep our mouth shut. Is that true? Ooh, some of us, I mean, somebody walks up to you and says something nasty to you and you just sit there and smile and have a clean heart all the time. You say, okay, I ain't saying nothing to you, but I'm going to get even with you. I mean, that's most of us, right? If we learn how to control ourselves, we've still got that in our heart. That's when you need to say, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Revile not again. When He suffered, He didn't even threaten them. But He committed Himself to Him that judges righteously. You know how hard it is when somebody says something wrong or somebody really says something nasty about you or something and you hear it, just say, oh, it's okay. I just turn him over to the Lord. Lord knows what's wrong with him. I ain't going to go there. I ain't judging him. I ain't going to say nothing about him. Is that hard? Oh, yes, that's hard. That's hard. But He committed him that judges righteously, who His own self, Jesus, bear our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. Now, how are you supposed to live as a Christian? Righteous. Every day, 24/7, there should be no sin in your body. And if you meet all these requirements, what does that last line say? Ooh, now that part, that's why we're here at a healing school, right? To learn how to walk in divine health. If you train your children with these things, and your children, and you walk in obedience to God's Word, and you do what He says, how much sickness and disease is there supposed to be in your house? None. Absolutely right. None. Now, how many mothers and dads, when one of them, or one of their children, get sick, do they say, Lord, where have I missed it? What have I done wrong? Almost nobody, right? Not very many. And why do they do this? Because they've not been taught these principles from God's Word. So, when you learn these principles and do what God says, it'll change your life forever. Now then, just think, the Lord says, if you obey me and do everything I tell you to do, I will bless you and your children. I'm going to take you to the blessings of what He promised to bless you with if you obey, and then we'll take a break. But we're going to go to Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14, and I'm going to show you the blessings that God promised you if you obey Him. Now, this is under the law, but it's still good for today. Under Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 and 2, and it shall come to pass. Now, I love this. It shall, not maybe. It shall come to pass if you shall hearken diligently. Now what's going to, it's going to come to pass if who does what? If you. Is this where God puts this monkey on you? Yeah, He's made the promises. And it shall come to pass if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice or the word of the Lord, and to observe and to do all His commandments which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. Now that sounds like a good place to sit. Wouldn't you like to be there?
Yes.
Sure, anybody would. And all these blessings, wow, all of them, not one or two of them, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.